Democratic leaders in Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said late Monday that they would support legislation to force all 12 rail unions representing 100,000 workers to accept new contracts. President Biden's administration helped negotiate the deal with railway workers earlier in the year. That includes a pay rise, but doesn't go far enough for some on benefits like paid sick leave. Four of the 12 unions threatened to strike, a move that would have caused major supply chain issues and halted a third of the nation's freight lines. President Biden describes himself as a union supporter, but said he had to act to stop the strike, which could cost the economy $1 billion and leave 765,000 workers out of jobs. Caroline Malone, Washington.